Welcome to the Go TAFE Goulburn Valley Football League with Mark the Statsman Owens.
Welcome to the Super Saturday Sports Show. Of course, we are in the Go TAFE Goulburn Valley Football and Netball League Hour, and we always kick it off with the football first. The call team today rolls into Princess Park, of course, for the Swans versus United. The Swans have won the last six clashes against Shepherd and United. In fact, Shepherd and United's last win against the Swans, you've got to go all the way back to 2019 in round 12 on the 29th of June, where United beat the Swans. That was at Princes Park on that occasion. The record is 6-2 since 2019. And, of course, that means that the Swans have won every match since COVID. So United looking to get one back there in, of course, a Shepherd and Derby this afternoon. Your call team, of course, we will have Paul Digger-Chicherico. He'll be hosting today. The punting pontiff, of course, he is in the chair because we found out that he plays golf now. The punting pontiff will be there this afternoon. Jackson Saunders to call for you. Nick Brown in special comments. Boundary, Jason Welsh on the boundary. Interesting, with thanks to GV Ag. And Adam Watkins, technically, as always, is probably in the chill of Princes Park currently getting ready for the broadcast for this afternoon. Let's have a look at, of course, this game. The Swans are in eighth spot currently with the 1-3 record, but how unlucky could they be? They've had the one win, but in the other three games they've lost by a kick. And they're interesting times. They could very easily be 4-0 under coach Jed Wright. Got to look at Matt Parry, who, of course, played against Maroopna last week at the Maroopna Rec. They only went down by 5 points in the end of Swans after trailing by 5-plus goals during that third term there. So Matt Parry kicked 3 goals, but he had 2 out-of-bounders on the full and 2 behinds as well. So, yeah, he was a bit wayward in front of goal, but he's a great player. They picked him up from Waverley. He's a former Waverley captain that I believe is a premiership player there as well. First time I got to look at Mark Kovacevic in the ruck for the Swans. He's a great tap ruckman, and he's on Coburg's VFL list as well. He's played at Greenvale in the Essendon and District Football League. Like I said, they're really gallant against Maroopna last week and really rattled the cage late of the Cats. United, on the other hand, well, they're 0-3-1 draw. Of course, that draw was in the broadcast game against Benalla at Benalla a couple of weeks ago now. Kyle Clark, the captain, he's been a consistent player for them this season. He scored ball last week. He's a joint captain of the club, of course. He's kicked 4 goals for the season and kicked 2 last week in their loss to Kyatt Deakin. They lost by 62 points there. Jack McCartney's come back to the club. He's a former under 16 that played in around the mid-2010s there at the club. I think he was an Ormond junior originally as well. He came back from Ormond to be back at United in 2024, and he kicked 2 goals last week in that loss to Kai Abram. Kick 3 for the season. So who to go for? You would think on current form the Swans may be too strong, but I always know that United are up for a fight and they'd be looking to stop that, of course, 6-game winning streak that the Swans hold over them currently. So the Swans going for 7 in a row there. Not forgetting your call team this afternoon for Princes Park. Our call gets underway at 1:30 this afternoon. The bounce of the ball is at 2 p.m. Your call team will be Paul Digger-Chicherico, the punting pontiff, Jackson Saunders, Nick Brown in specials, and boundary Jason Welsh and Adam Watkins bringing you the Shepherd and Swans versus Shepherd and United, of course, live from Princes Park this afternoon. Can't wait for that particular clash. Shepherd and take on Yarrowa in what's turning out to be a really big game at Deakin Reserve today. It's going to be an absolute classic, actually. Shepparton have taken all before them, and I don't think many would have had Shepparton. I know I didn't, after 4 rounds being 4-0 and sitting second on the ladder. They front to Yarrowa, who are 3-1 and suffered their first loss of the season at the hands of Echuca last week at Memorial Oval. Echuca got them by 45 points. A bit wayward at Tuke. They had 24 scoring shots to 9 for Euroa. Luke Smith's come back to the club for Shepparton in season 2024. He kicked 7 goals last week. He's kicked 15 for the season. Of course, he's been on Geelong's VFL list in the 2018 Premiership player at Shepparton, where he kicked 66 goals as well. And Anthony Antonaco, of course, Premiership player at the club, has played at Kangutna as well in the past. He kicked 40 goals in that 2018, of course, grand final win that Shepparton had over Kai. He hit the scoreboard with 2 goals last week and has got 5 for the season. I think he plays more in the midfield these days. Euroa, of course, under coach Ryan Pendlebury, well, like I said, suffered their first loss last week. Nate Trotter tried really hard defensively. He's, of course, played out at Violet Town and Keilor. Andrew Smith, who's one of the marquee ruckmen of the competition, who played up at Mount Gravatt there. Of course, both players are in that losing grand final of 2022 to Kai. Who to go for? When I looked at the sides yesterday, neither side was in player HQ. So I haven't managed to check up on that this morning. So I'll just have a quick look and see the list there and just see if they have quickly named them. Yes, they have. And it looks really strong to me. I'm just seeing if, of course, they've got the Hayes boys playing for Euroa. And it doesn't appear to be that they do, as I just scroll down their list. That said, though, I think that Shepparton and Deakin currently, and I didn't think I'd say this 4 weeks ago with them heading to play Euroa, I think they might get them today. But interesting game there. Echuca take on Rochester. Of course, that is a bit of a derby there. But before we get to Echuca and Rochester, I want to talk about Tatura and Marupna, because that's next on my list. So we'll talk about Tatura and Marupna. Of course, Tatura under Paul Barnard. We all know that he played in that AFL Grand Final for Essendon in 2000, where he kicked 4 goals. He's originally from East Perth. Now, when I checked the sides yesterday, and I stand to be corrected, but Chaz Sargent, who kicked the winning goal in round 1 against Seymour, doesn't appear to be playing today. Now, that could update, and I've been called out before with lists, and I get to check them yesterday, or on Fridays, I should say, beg your pardon, but that could change. But the side I looked at yesterday, they didn't have him playing. Ethan Penrith was named, of course, off halfback, one of the premier halfbacks at a competition, represented the league last year against the O&M, and he's VFL listed, played VFL in the past. Ty Williams, who they picked up, he's a Rosebud junior. He's from Lake Boga, and like I said, played at Rosebud. He's played at Maroochydore in the QAFL, Frankston VFL listed. He's a likely tight midfielder. Was very impressed what I saw of him back in round 1 in the, course, Seymour FM broadcast. Marupna under John Lamont. Gee, they got out of jail a little bit last week. The Cats, had a really big lead against the Swans at the Marupna Recreation Reserve, and the Swans came motoring home, only went down by 5 points in the end. The winning move for John Lamont was throwing Bryce Rutherford out of the midfield up forward in that third quarter, where he kicked 3 three-quarter goals and kicked 4 for the game, actually, for Bryce Rutherford. And he was really good. Former Casey Demon VFL listed from Berwick. And or Berwick, I should say. And, he's a gun midfielder of course, the competition. Darcy Russell got some reward for his work. Smallish forward, former Marupna junior. Well, he was a Marupna junior, come through the ranks. Kicked 3 second-quarter goals last week. And Daniel Johnston, Coburg VFL, he's the main go-to now that Neil and Trengrove aren't at the club, of course, from Baruga. And, of course, he leads the go-tape Golden Valley goal-kicking at this point as well with 20 goals. He kicked all his 3 goals in the first term, was sort of double-teamed after that. So, look, I'm thinking Marupna at Tat, but, gee, Tat bring their best. Anything could happen. And I saw them in round 1 against Seymour. They were very, very impressive. Slightly probably fair to say they were disappointing a little bit against Roger. They only went down by 23 points, but... Yeah, I think they can bring their best. They can Yeah, certainly do anything. But I think Marupna at this stage. Of course, Marupna in fourth spot with the 3-1 record and Tatter in ninth spot, the 1-3 record. Echuca Rochester, we'll get now to, of course, the Shire and Campaspe Derby, and really, really old rivals, aren't they, of the competition. Of course, Curtis Townrow in defence for Echuca. They're on top, 4-0. We know they're going for 3 in the row for the first time in their history. He's a great defender, Curtis Townrow. Of course, played out at Skipton, but wasn't Echuca Junior. And he's a two-time premiership player at the club now, of course, being involved in the last two senior premierships. Jack Mahale in the midfield. He kicked 2 goals last week. He played a lot of footy out at Moama and is a 2023 premiership player at Echuca. Look across to Rochester under coach Ash Watson. And we know Ash, of course, was a Morrison medalist back in 2015. Played at North Melbourne, had 7 games in the early noughties there at North. Got this young player that they got in the off-season from the Bendigo League, Kangaroo Flat, was runner-up in their senior best and fairest. Now, probably have butchered his name totally over the first month of this season. He's a tough midfielder, though, tackle machine. He's only quite young. Mitchell Ferrella, I think that's how you pronounce it. Apologies, Mitchell, if I have been getting that wrong. But he'll be one to watch today against Echuca. And James McPhee, of course, the famous McPhee family at Moon Oval, of course, he hit the scoreboard with 3 goals last week, and he played a bit of footy at Lockington, Baldwin United as well. Echuca on top, 4-0. Rochi 6-2-2. I don't think Echuca will have it all their own way. It's on the portal of Murray, but I think Echuca should win and make it 5-0. Benalla in 11th spot. They've had the 1 draw this season, 3 losses. Take on Seymour. Now, who would have thought this at the start of the season? The majority of people, including me, had them top 3, just a lock, really. They're in 12th spot with a 0-3 record. They're a game behind everyone else, to be fair, but they've only played the 3 games. But still, they're holding up the rest of the competition currently. If you had said that to me 4 weeks ago, I would have said how much. But anyway, interesting times. I still think it's salvable for Seymour at 0-3, and they get the opportunity against Benalla today. Now, when I looked at the list yesterday, Jared Waite, who's their coach, of course, he played at North Melbourne and Carlton as well for 244 games, 377 goals. Played all 4 games this season, wasn't named on the list yesterday, could change. Christopher Welch is always in that midfield for Benalla. Of course, averaged 25.6 disposals. That's with thanks to GV Data back in 2023. Under-18 premiership player at the club in 2015 as well. And captain these days of Benalla, has been having a good year. Well, when doesn't he have a good year, Christopher Welch? Seymour under coach Ben Davies. Well, look, like I said, 0-3. And who would have thought that they'd be at the start of the year, 12th, and in that last position on the GoTape Golden Valley League ladder. To be fair, like I said, they've only played the 3 games this season. So they've got some clubs have got 2 games in hand on them and others have got 1. So to be fair there to Seymour, but gee, they really need to get cracking against Benalla today. Riley Mason, been on Coburg's VFL list. He's still quite young. Played in the Interleague last year against Ovens and Murray in 2023. Kicked 3 goals last week's 10 for the year. And second game for Nathan Fowler today from Wallen. They really need him to fire. He's a goal-kicking machine. Loves playing against Marupna. I've seen him against Marupna. He's from Wallen, like I said. He's kicked 5 goals in 2 games. Kicked 2 goals last week. And, of course, that was the real eye-opener when Shepparton went to Seymour at Kings Park and beat Seymour by 57 points, if you do not mind. In fact, Shepparton, 18-13, 121 to Seymour's 10-4, 64. So 31 scoring shots to Shepparton to Seymour's 14. Make of that what you will. And in the final game, we've got Kyabram in 7th spot, the 2-2 record. Take on Mansfield in 3rd spot with a 3-2 record as well. So This is the elimination final that was played at Marupna. You might recall rematch last year as well. And, of course, Kai knocked Mansfield out on that occasion to go on and play in the grand final and lose. Of course, coaches Corey Carver and Kane Herbert taking over. Of course, Kane Herbert's a McNamara medalist. He plays in the midfield for Kai. Of course, McNamara for Undira, the medalist there from 2018-19 in the, of course, Apprentice Factory KDL. Anthony DePasquale has gone to 14 goals, kick six last week in their big win over United. And Brad Mangan with the three goals as well. Of course, he kicked two goals in the 2023 grand final. And Anthony Pasquale actually kicked three in that losing grand final as well. Brad Mangan, of course, has been on various VFL lists and is a multiple premiership player as well at the club. Look at Mansfield, Benny Christopher. He's on 16 goals. He's their main go-to goal kicker. He was their leading goal kicker in 2023, 47 goals. He's a Mansfield junior. Played at Old Zabs in the Ammos there for a while. Harry Mahoney, I think he's the cousin of Brett Mahoney or Marnie. Some call Marnie, some say Mahoney. I think I'm right in saying cousin. Six goals last week for him, former Mansfield junior, and he kicked seven for the season. So six of his seven goals came last week. Mansfield finding their mojo and beating Benalla at Mansfield by 146 points. I think they've come back a little bit, Mansfield, from that round one defeat to Echuca. Of course, that was at Mansfield back in round one. But I think Kai will get them today at the Kai Rec Reserve. So that's a wrap of the seniors. Don't go anywhere. We'll go to a sponsors break, come out the other side, and we'll have a look at your GoTape Golden Valley Reserves and under-18s.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rocks, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 5821 2111. That's 5821 2111.
1FM sponsor.
The power of Waters.
Waters has the power to install security systems, voice video intercom, fire detection systems and CCTV. The power to integrate your house with solar power, battery storage, home automation, smart power points, all controlled by Google Home. The power to keep industry working with a 24-hour breakdown service and electrical maintenance, thermal imaging, test and tag, and much more for home, business or industry.
The power to do more. 1-300-WATERS.
1FM sponsor.
Hear what they said on the radio?
No, I missed it.
I had to drive the kids to school.
I was at work.
I was helping with the sausage sizzle.
Catch the latest news updates, listen to podcasts, join us live with the Community Radio Plus app.
Hear what they said on
the radio? Yeah, I was listening.
I was listening in the car.
Yeah, I was listening on my phone.
On the radio? I was listening when I got home.
Whatever you're doing, take us with you. Community Radio Plus, your home of community radio. Download from the App Store or Google Play.
AFL Masters is football that focuses on allowing mature players the opportunity to participate in our great game of Australian rules. You'll compete with similar-aged players with the focus being on footy for fun and enjoying the spirit of Masters football in a family-friendly environment. So if you still have the passion to play football and you want to be part of a club who supports men from a diverse range of backgrounds with a strong emphasis in supporting men's mental health, then this is the club for you. Whether you've played 300 games or if you've never played before, then it's time to get off the couch. GV Giants welcomes all players no matter what level of football experience you have. Find us on Facebook or call Goulburn Valley Giants coach Stephen Tate on 0434 582 959. That's 0434 582 959.
You're tuned to Super Saturday Sport on 1FM, your one stop for all your sports news.
And that's the voice of Joshy Revins, and you can hear him tonight for the final siren with thanks to the GMCU for all your local football and netball scores. Of course, scoreboard service every 5 o'clock having a look at the local area and the big four leagues around this wide expanse we call the Goulburn and Murray Valleys. Let's have a look at the reserves for you all getting underway at high noon today in your games there today, of course. On top, after round four, going into round five, Echuca with the 4-0 record. Mansfield is second with the 3-2 record. Rochi are third with the 3-1 record. Kyabram are in fourth with the 3-1 record. Shepparton are in fifth with the 2-2 record. And the Swans are in sixth with the 2-2 record. Seymour, who finished runner-up last season, they're in seventh for the 2-1 record and 11th for the Premiers United currently, with only one win this season in the reserves, just tracking the progress there of last year's Premiers and runner-up. Having a look at the leading goal kickers, William Rode of Echuca with 12 goals. He played in the under-18 grand final wins of the past two seasons, now in the reserves. Of course, those under-18 wins were both against the Swans in the grand final. So two-time premiership player in the under-18s of the last 2 years for William Rode. Leads the goal kicking of Echuca with 12 goals. Jacob Howes with 10 goals. Mansfield played out at Bonnie Doon, and Riley Lau, who's played out at Kangutna, he's 10 goals, currently playing for Shepparton, of course, with the 10 goals there, equal second with Jacob Howes and William Rode leading all comers. The under-18s, your top six really quickly. Shepparton, Echuca undefeated, 4-0, so one Shepparton, two Echuca. Rochi a third with the three wins. Seymour, Swans, not Seymour, the Swans are in fourth with the three wins. Maroopna here in fifth with the three wins, and Kyron sixth with the two wins. Your leading goal kicker there is Toby Woodfine of Rochester on 40 goals. All games getting underway there today at, of course, 10 a.m.
Super Saturday Sport with Mark Owens.
Welcome to the Go Tape Goulburn Valley Netball Report on this Saturday morning. And the first game is, of course, a derby between the Shepparton Swans and Shepparton United on the Princess Park netball courts this afternoon. The Swans are in ninth spot currently, and, of course, United are in that fourth place with the three wins, finding their mojo back after missing the finals last year after making the grand final in 2022. United. So, bit of a comeback year for them of sorts. Jenna Reardon is the new coach of the Swans in 2024. They got Ella Cirillo defensively there for, of course, the Swans. Natasha Atkinson-Brown, often talked about her in the midcourt. They got the youngster Harriet Gall as well running through that midcourt. Well, of course, co-coaching set up. Of course, Erin Houston is at the club coaching after taking Shepparton East in the netball of the Bacola League. They were in the Bacola League, weren't they? Gee, I'm winding the clock back there. They're now in the KDL, of course, Shepparton East. And what I'm trying to say is Erin Houston took Shepparton East undefeated to a premiership last season in the Apprentice Factory KDL. And, of course, she's teaming up with Laura Cole, who was the best and fairest winner at United last season. She rolled through that midcourt as well, Laura Cole. Olivia Kirby in that midcourt. Defensively, Grace McEnany and defensively Nicole Fort have been having good years there at United as well. I think under this current stage, I think United may be just too strong for the Swans. So, interesting time. So if you love your netball, get down to Princes Park this afternoon. All games scheduled to get underway at 2:15 this afternoon in the A-grade netball. Or you could go to Deakin Reserve. Of course, Shepparton are taking on Euroa. This will be a cracking game, actually. It is third versus second. Both sides undefeated after a month. Of course, Coach Tracy Thompson is the new coach. She's been at the club as an under-17 netballer herself for a lot of years. Took over from Tracy Brereton, who coached for a very long time at Shep. And doing a good job, Tracy Thompson. Keely O'Dwyer defensively. Hannah Crawley defensively been having good years. And Mackenzie O'Dwyer in that midcourt is having a good year. Look, for Euroa, Ali Warnock, of course, has got at her disposal. Tyler Marchbank defensively. Olivia Morris, of course, is a shooter. Holly Reid, the ex-Kyabra mid-quarter, has come across in the off-season. This will be a cracking, cracking game. I really respect Shepparton on the Deakin Reserve netball courts, and I'm going to go for Euroa in this one, but it'll be an absolute cracker. Tatura hosts Maroopna at the Tat Park netball court. So it's fifth Tatura with the 3-1 record take on top Maroopna with the 4-0 record. So they're the only other side, I believe, that's undefeated in the competition currently, Maroopna. So your three undefeated teams, Shepparton, Euroa and Maroopna, and of course, unless it's a draw, someone from Shepparton and Euroa will lose today. Tat in fifth, Maroopna on top. For Tatura, Steffi Gorey-Smith and Elise Boyer, of course, your co-coaches there this season. Of course, Elise Boyer plays in the midcourt as well, as got 100-plus games of experience, B&L experience as well. They've got Molly Boyle, who's their best and fairest winner from 2023, Jules Clark, who's a shooter, and Molly Kennedy defensively for Tatura. Maroopna under coach Di Hanslow. Talia Lloyd in defence is having a good year. Mia Fallon, defensive game mid-quarter as well, who does have a offensive game to a bow. And Ash Lancaster, offensive player, having a really good season. I'm thinking that Maroopna could be too strong for Tat, but Tat are a very, very good netballing unit. Wouldn't surprise me if Tat did sneak a minor upset there, and it would be a minor upset because, like I said, it would. They are a really, really good unit, like Shepparton and Euroa. Like that, you could consider that a minor upset, I suppose, if Shep were to win. But yeah, interesting times. Even though, of course, Euroa are ahead of Shepparton on the ladder, 4-0 record. But yeah, you know what I'm saying. Echuca on the Paula Murray and eighth spot, of course, the premier from last season. Of course, Echuca in the netball take on Rochi. So Echuca have sort of dropped the way a little bit, fair to say, in season 2024. They're eighth currently, with only one win this season from four outings under coach Belinda Lees, who took them to the grand final in 2023. Jorga Oliver in goal attack and Ash Mangum defensively have been trying really hard for Echuca this year. Rochester in sixth spot, going really nicely, actually, with the 2-2 record at the moment. And they went down the Tat by 9 goals at Moon Oval Netball Courts last week. But I'm sure they'll steel themselves for today in this, of course, Shorrock and Passby derby. Co-coaches Rachel Whipp and Linda Rasmussen. They've got Bridget McCarthy in defence. They've got the shooter, Till Hocking, who's still quite young. Tia Webb's another shooter from Maiden Gully. Charlie Ralston rolling through that midcourt, and Jamie Dingwell in defence there for Rochi as well. I think Rochi, and this is hard to say because of Chuka of the Premiers, of course, but I think Rochi may get them on current form, the 2-2 record lying in sixth spot and Echuca in eighth spot. It's 50-50 contest again, though, there. The big news coming out of last week is it was a bit remiss of me not to say after top of the show, Mansfield having a win in the competition, defeating Benalla last week. Talk about Mansfield in a moment by 10 goals. Now, they didn't win a game last year, Mansfield. I don't think, and stand to be corrected, that they didn't win one in 2022. I do stand to be corrected. Tried to research that, but the website's really hard to go back and research through. So it's been a while, let's say, since Mansfield had a win, but we'll talk about them in a minute. We'll go on to Benalla versus Seymour. Well, that was the win. Benalla lost to Mansfield last week, and that's why I started talking about it in the first place. Benalla now slumped to 11th with a 0-4 record under coach Joe Toms. She's got Chloe Elliott, who's a shooter, and Bridget Hall, offensive player there. Megan Morris in defence, Jack Foster in defence as well. Natalie Pritchard rolling through that neg court. So there's some nice players there at Benalla. So it looks like it's going to take a bit of time to work for them, though. But Seymour in seventh spot, the 1-2 record under Ellie O'Sullivan. They got this Ellie Black from Broadford, an attacking player in the off-season. Rose O'Sullivan rolling through the midcourt. Ellie Furmeister, premiership player, also in the midcourt, has got 200-plus games experience. You would think Seymour would be too strong for Benalla, even though it's on the Benalla Showground netball courts today. And in the final game of A grade, Kyabram in last spot, 0-4 record, take on 10th spot Mansfield, who get a real opportunity to make it two wins in a row. Like I said, didn't win a game last season. I'm thinking the season prior that might have been the case as well. Stand to be corrected on that, though. Didn't win last year, that is for sure and certain. Under coach Alex Ball, who's a new coach to, of course, Mansfield in the off-season. She's got premiership experience with Parkville as a player. She was a shooter herself. I think she's playing currently as well for Mansfield. Tilly Lang in that midcourt. They've got Jess Dooling in the midcourt as well. Nellie Cousins, who coached last year, is in defence this year. Two-time Best and Fairest winner. And like I said, a real opportunity against Kai to make it all of a sudden two wins in a row. Kai last, currently 0-4. Raz Hilton's the co-chair. Eliza Carver and Abby Walsdorp are two youngsters coming through that midcourt. And Tosh Dodis, or Tash, beg your pardon, Dodis, is an offensive player. Off the strength of what they've done against Benalla, and I know Benalla haven't won a game yet, they may go on with it here and make it two on end Mansfield. So I'll go for the minor upset and Mansfield to beat Kai on the Kai netball court. So all games, I believe, getting underway at 2:15 today in the A-grade netball. Let's have a look at the B-grade ladder situation for you. Round four going into round five. All games getting underway at 1 p.m. this afternoon. In B-grade, on top is Euroa with the 4-0 record. Rochier in second with a 3-1 record. Shepper in third. They won the flag in B grade last year over Echuca with the 3-1 record. Marupna in fourth with the 3-1 record. Seymour in fifth with the 3-0 record. And United are in sixth with the 2-2 record. Shepparton are in seventh, 2-2 record, and the Chuka, the runners-up in 2023 in eighth with a 2-2 record sitting outside that top six. B Reserve gets underway at 11:45 a.m. this afternoon. Benalla on top. Great to see Benalla and B Reserve on top. I know they're A-grade struggling currently, but great to see the B Reserve having being on top of the ladder and undefeated there for, of course, Benalla. Seymour 3-0 undefeated. Funny how they're in second, 3-0 undefeated, yet they're fifth in B grade, 3-0 undefeated Seymour. Not sure how that works out. Maybe it's a percentage thing. But they're 3-0 Seymour. Shepparton are in third, 3-1. Rochier in fourth, 2-2. Yarrawa in fifth, 2-2. And Kai in sixth, the 2-2 record. The Swans are in seventh with a 2-2 record, runners-up in 2023. Marupna in eighth with the 2-2 record. Tatter in ninth. And the flag winners in B Reserve, Echuca, in 10th spot with, of course, a 1-3 record, just tracking the premiers there. Runner-up, the Swans in B Reserve last year. Under-17s get underway at 10:30. Marupna won the flag last year in the under-17s, 4-0 record on top. Shepparton a second, they were runners-up last year to Marupna, and, of course, Marupna winning that by 9 goals, the grand final, 40-31 against Shepparton. In third spot there, the Swans, 3-1 record. Rochier in fourth spot, the 3-1 record. Echuca in fifth spot, the 3-1 record. And under-17... of course, Kyabram are in sixth spot, the 2-2 record. And I sound like a broken record, don't I? So I'll stop saying that. In seventh spot is Mansfield, 2-3, just lurking outside that top six in the under-17s. Under-15s gets underway at 9:15 this afternoon. So you got some 27 minutes and counting to get to your local venue for the netball courts for an early start, 9:15 now. It's the traditional start, shouldn't say. Well, it is early, but it's always starting at 9:15, the under-15s. You've got around, of course, like I said, 27 minutes to get your under-15 player to the netball courts this afternoon. This morning. What am I saying? Still think I'm in daylight savings time or I'm in New Zealand time or something like that. move along, Stats. I want to know the top six in the under-15s, and it looks like this. Shepparton are on top, 4-0. Marupna, the runners-up in the under-15s in 2023, 4-0. Grand finalist Marupna in 2023. Chuka, who won the flag against Marupna by 12 goals in the under-15s last season. They're third with 3-1 record. Fourth, Tatura, 3-1. Fifth, Mansfield, 3-2. In the under-15s, it's the Swans with the 3-2 record in sixth. And United separated by percentage in seventh, just lurking outside the top six there. United with the 3-2 record. Well, that's a wrap for the Go Tape Golden Valley Football League and Netball League show on this Saturday morning. We'll be back to have a look at a big round six next week. Well, round four was last week. And I'm getting all tongue-tied, aren't I? Round six is next week, and we're round five today. Did that make any sense? Hoping so. Call team today. Of course, technically, Adam Watkins bringing us the broadcast this afternoon. He's there right now at Princes Park. Your call team for Swans taking on United, Paul Digger-Chicherico. The putting pontiff will be there today. At, of course, playing golf now is Jackson Saunders. Special comments, Nick Brown. The boundary, Jason Welch. And it'll be a great afternoon. The Swans going for 7 in a row against United in the derby this afternoon at Princes Park. United last beat the Swans at that venue in round 12, the 29th of June 2019. And it was by 50 points on that occasion. But the Swans have won the last six encounters.
It's all happening now at the friendly club, the Marupna Golf Club. With the driving range, new holes, practice short game area and massive putting green all up and running, there has never been a more exciting time to join, with membership options available to suit all budgets. Come and meet our PGA Pro, Ben Weatherly. Proud, passionate and ready to help with your golfing experience, come and talk with Ben and his team in the Pro Shop for club fitting, repairs, equipment and, of course, all of your winter apparel needs. Open 7 days. The friendly club, the Marupna Golf Club.
1FM sponsor.
Ardmona Primary School takes pride in providing every child an opportunity in learning with highly qualified and passionate staff from the local area. Check us out. Search Ardmona Primary School online and take our virtual tour. Our culture is clear and present in all aspects of the school. Our school takes a lead in supporting individualised student learning programs and is known as one of the most popular schools in the local region. Search Ardmona Primary School today or find us on Facebook. Ardmona Primary School, where you'll find fun, friendly students and one big family.
Stations. Sponsor.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rocks, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212111. That's 58212111.
1FM sponsor.
AFL Masters is football that focuses on allowing mature players the opportunity to participate in our great game of Australian rules. You'll compete with similar aged players with the focus being on footy for fun and enjoying the spirit of Masters football in a family-friendly environment. So if you still have the passion to play football and you want to be part of a club who supports men from a diverse range of backgrounds with a strong emphasis in supporting men's mental health, then this is the club for you. Whether you've played 300 games or if you've never played before, then it's time to get off the couch. GV Giants welcomes all players no matter what level of football experience you have. Find us on Facebook or call Goulburn Valley Giants coach Stephen Tate on 0434 582 959. That's 0434 582 959.
1FM, a member of our community for over 30 years.
If you have enjoyed the show, then please let us know what you think at our socials. 1FM Super Saturday Sport on Facebook and Twitter, and tune in from 8 a.m. next week to find out more. Till next week, goodbye.